At a team meeting last week, we were asked to present a topic we're passionate on in 5 minutes to a senior management team. And so I decided I would record this and share my passion with all of you. So I'm going to be talking to you about the .NET RIA services over the next 5 minutes. So .NET RIA services, if you take one thing away from this five-minute presentation, is that it allows you to build a professional RIA application because it abstracts away the complexity of building professional applications, things like serialization, validation, paging, and batching, as well as the asynchronous natures of calls and things like Silverlight. So the easiest way for me to illustrate that to you is through a demo. So what you see here is I've got a demo with a grid on the left. And on the right-hand side, I've got a little product details, a data form, and a button to submit the changes. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to expose an entity data model. You needn't use an entity data model or link to SQL. You can use any data source. But I'm going to expose that, essentially building a service layer using .NET RIA services. And I'm going to show how RIA services allows you to hide the complexity of asynchronous calls, batching calls, and paging, as well as allows you to write validation just once. So with that, let me just jump into the code and show you what we've got. Here's the entity data model that I want to expose. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go into my web, I'm going to right-click and add a new item. In this case, what I'm going to be adding is a domain service, which is a .NET RIA type. So I'm just going to call this Coho Domain Service. I'm going to click Add, and a little wizard's going to pop up, and it's going to ask me, what do I want to expose? And so I'm going to choose my entity data model. And then I'm going to choose my wine entity. I'm going to enable editing. And then I'm going to choose to generate some classes for metadata. These are really useful if you want to add things like validation in. So you can see here's what I got. I got my Coho domain service. And you can see all the CRUD logic's been implemented. Get, I've got my insert, my update, and my delete. And a really neat thing is that the get is implemented using iQueryable of T. So we can essentially just continually compose queries. So I can go ahead and add like an order by statement to this. So I'll just order by the short wine name, and you can also add to these queries on the client side as well. Another interesting piece is this attribute, enable client access. This is what tells Visual Studio when I compile, which I'm doing right now, to generate a proxy on the client side. Now this isn't just a straight one-to-one proxy, it's actually an optimized proxy for a RIA application, one of the things that makes RIA services RIA services. Let me show you how we can consume that proxy that was generated for me. You've already seen what the end XAML looks like, or what the end application looks like. This is the XAML that represents that user interface. You can see here's my data grid, here's that submit button, and down here is a data form. So all I really need to do is add in a data source here. So I'm just going to go ahead and add in my domain data source. And you can see the domain data source. I've just told it about that Coho domain context. This is the proxy. The server side of it is Coho Domain Service. On the client, is Coho Domain Context. I can also tell it, I told it to auto-load, and I told it, go ahead and call the Get Wines query, which I added that order by statement in. Now, and I also named it DDS. And so we can reference that DDS, my domain data source, in a binding statement. And so I can take my data grid, and I can just add an item source binding to that domain data source's data property. And I can also do that to a pager control. So let me just add in a little note into my pager control, and I'll set it source to that same binding statement. So with that, I'm pretty much done from that side of the world. All what I can do is move over to my submit button. Remember that button? This is where I want to implement all of the update logic. Well, I can just add a couple lines of code here telling, hey, whenever you've got an uncommitted item in a wine form and you call save, go ahead and commit that item. And then we'll call on our domain data source, submit changes. So with that, we can run this thing up. And when we do, we're going to see that all of that work, all of that heavy lifting, the asynchronous calls, the serializing data across the wire, batching up multiple calls, is all getting done for me. So let's test it out. We can see I got my grid is going to get populated here in just a moment. I could choose these items. I added a little love in there. I'm going to go ahead and give this a name of A Bagby Merlot, and I'm going to change this one to A Bagby Chianti. And you can see that these are marked as dirty. When I submit these, both items are going to get sent across the wire, and I can prove that that they were actually updated anyways because they showed up at the beginning of the sort order. Now, in order to stay under my 5 minutes, I got to finish in 10 seconds. So I really hope this did illustrate how you can very easily develop professional RIA apps with RIA services.